bar soap when I shave. I once ate a hot dog with ketchup on it. I put my jeans on one leg at a time. When I drink beer, I sometimes drink Dos Equis. Sometimes I drink Corona. Sometimes I drink margaritas, and sometimes I drink Bordeaux. I don't always eat Mexican food, but when I do, I eat at El Taco Real. At El Taco Real, you can get Dos Equis, Corona, great margaritas, as well as fine wine. So when you want great Mexican food, go to El Taco Real. I'm the busboy, Raimundo Garcia, and not the most interesting man in the world. El Taco Real is located on Hoffman Street between Calumet and Columbia Avenues in beautiful North Hammond, Indiana. We're open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 11 till 10, Friday and Saturday from 11 to 11, and Sunday from 11 till 9. Stay hungry, my friends.
Thomas J. Scully & Associates has been representing claimants and Social Security insurance disability cases since 1984 and concentrates in veterans claims. We represent you at each stage of your claim and do all the legwork for you. We will also help you understand how your benefits are calculated, and attorney fees will not be collected unless we win your claim. With three offices, Chicago, Chesterton, and our main office at 506 Ridge Road in Munster, Thomas J. Scully & Associates can be reached at 219-836-1380. For more information, log on to www.scullydisabilitylaw.com.
WJOB 909 in the Calumet region, and the following is a paid program, part of the Community Programming Initiative. You know what that is? This is the deal where you bring your credit card in, slide it through the scanner in WJOB, and you can have a program for your city, town, or civic organization. And at this time, I will turn the proceedings over to Councilwoman Hammond City Councilperson Janet Venez, Hammond City Councilperson at large. I forgot that. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. Good morning, Gene. How are you doing today, Region? How's everybody doing?
All right, very well.
Bonnie, you can hear okay?
Yes, I can hear fine now.
All righty. Welcome to the Edison Community Watch Show. We'll be taking calls. Our number is 845-1100. This month, our guest is Bonnie Henry from the Whiting-Robertsdale Crime Watch. Their meetings are the second Thursday of each month at St. Joseph College, and they've been meeting for the past 10 years. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm fine this morning. Good, a little cold. Good.
Yes, it is a little bit windy out there, but that's okay. Wait a little while. The weather will change. We are in the region. How is it that Whiting and Robertsdale came to partner in the Crime Watch group?
Well, there was a lot of crime going on in Whiting, shootings, a lot of shootings and some deaths, and Mayor Stahura was holding forums on this. And then Robertsdale decided they needed something, so they started a Crime Watch. And then later on, we included Whiting, so it became the Whiting-Robertsdale Crime Watch.
Okay, and that was back in 2003?
Right.
Okay. So over the past 10 years, you've forged relationships with both the Whiting and Hammond Police Department. How did that all happen?
Well, they were very supportive in the Crime Watch. Several of the police officers attended our Crime Watches in the beginning. Now we have one that comes every month, but some of them still still some of the others still attend, especially Chief Miller attends a lot. Mm-hmm. And we don't even have to invite them. They just show up when there's a, when they know there's a meeting and they aren't, you know, they have some spare time. But then we just, we work with them. You know, we ask them questions and they tell us what's expected of us, what we should do and what we should not do. And they warn us not to be a vigilante type mm-hmm. community, mm-hmm. which we aren't. And we report to them when we see something suspicious, we call them and report to them. And they take care of it right away.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Hammond, we have what we call community policing officers. And each of the Crime Watch groups has a different officer that's responsible for a different area. And your community policing officer is, I don't want to mess up his title, but I think it's Sergeant Butch Logan.
Yes, it is.
And I see him at your meetings all the time.
Even when he's on vacation. When he's on vacation, he shows up anyway.
Right, and I see that he brings his daughter with him mm-hmm. Often. So that's just testament to the information that he gets from the Crime Watch group. At the meetings, what kind of information do the residents forward to, Butch?
When they see something suspicious, like we always warn them, if you see a house that has a lot of people coming and going, especially Illinois cars, you know, to report that because sometimes there's drugs going on there. And it has worked out on occasion. They have kept an eye on these homes that we've reported to them, and they have stopped some drug trafficking that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me how, well, that your group started from a couple of horrific tragedies in the area, and it's grown to what it is right now, and how the police department recognizes the value in the crime watches and the information that they get. I was at a meeting of yours a couple of weeks ago, and we all know in Hammond that there is an ordinance that you cannot post signs on city property, telephone poles, light poles, things of that nature. And just before your meeting, somebody was going around. They had these bright green pieces of paper that they were stapling to every single telephone pole. And when everybody came to the meeting, they had a handful of these things that they had torn down and turned them over to Butch. And I know there's kind of a funny story that happened as the result of that. You want to share that with us?
He set up a sting. He told the fellow, it was "We Buy Ugly Cars." And he set up a sting and called the guy and said he had a car for sale and said he'd meet him somewhere. And, of course, he was in a squad car. But it just so happened he was worried about how he was going to stop him, if the guy was going to stop since he was in a squad. Just so happened the guy was coming to meet him was going the wrong way down a one-way street. So Butch cut him off there. And then Butch pulled the signs out and said, you know, "You've been putting these on poles and there's an ordinance against it." He said, "No, that's not me. That's not me." Well, Butch has had his number on his phone, so all I had to do was press redial on it. And the man's phone rang. And the man answered the phone. And Butch picked up his phone. Butch said, "It's me. I'm standing right here. That is your phone number." So he was ticketed. He was cited. And he had a court date in October. But he had it postponed. I don't know when the next date is. But I want to be there when they have it.
One of the missions of Crime Watch in order to is to make our neighborhoods safe and to encourage all of our residents to pick up the phone and make the call. But another one of our missions is to help keep our city clean. And I know you, well, because I know you, you call me often and let me know about signs that are being posted, about houses for sale, or we buy junk cars, and we promptly go and tear them down, unless the see some of these businesses have gotten wise to us, and they put them higher up on the pole. So now we have to call the street department so they can get out there with the truck. But tell me about some of the other things that you observe throughout the city that you she's rolling her eyes because she's like, where do I begin? I will start off with one. Telephone booths, not the old conventional telephone booth that you could stand inside, but it's a little box mounted to a pole. And of course, with the popularity of cell phones now, people don't use the phone booths anymore. So we have all of these vacated phone booths hanging around. And Bonnie noticed those, and she called me, and we contacted Chris Cantar. And that's just one of the ways that Crime Watch reacts to situations that we see in our neighborhoods. Can you think of anything else offhand?
I can't. I wish I really can't.
Sandwich boards,
right?
That we see along Calumet Avenue that are on the sidewalk. We can't have that. The signs certainly. Drop boxes. Drop boxes were.
Yes. When these are, I don't think these are charities collecting these clothes. I think that some of their outfit, I've been told it's some of their outfit, it's not really charity. But once the box gets full, they start piling all the junk all around these boxes, and then it makes the city look terrible. So I went to the city council one day and complained about it, and then we started getting some action. Now the city council has, you have sent out letters that if it's, mm-hmm. if there's junk piled around these drop boxes, you're going to be fined
right,
for
they
it.
Will be fine.
So they are kept pretty well clean now, mm-hmm. but I notice things when I'm on my bike or when I'm driving around. I notice these things. I guess I look for them more than other mm-hmm. people, because I notice, and I have my pad and pen right there in the seat beside me, and I write all this stuff down. Of course, when I get home, I'm not looking at what I'm writing, so when I get home, I have to try to figure out what did this one say, you know. But as I'm driving, and anyone can do that when you're driving around, if you notice something, write it down right away so it stays fresh in your mind. Another thing I do, I have a little pad and a pen laying on the floor right beside my front door. And you know how many times you want to report something, but you can't remember everything. If I see something or if someone comes to my door that I don't think should be there, I have this little pad and pen right there that I can pick up and jot down all the notes so that if I do have to call the police, I don't forget anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And these are just some preventative measures that just anyone can take.
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about community is not just about me, it's about us. And all of the Crime Watch and community groups in the city of Hammond are really looking out for the betterment of the city of Hammond. Something that you and I had talked about over the weekend was an article in the paper about gypsy scams that are happening in Highland. In Robertsdale back several years ago, 2008, mm-hmm. I believe, there were a rash of gypsy scams up in Robertsdale. How did your Crime Watch group handle that situation?
Well, it was Robertsdale and Whiting. There's so many elderly living in Robertsdale and Whiting. They've lived there forever. And it was happened daily. These people were getting scammed daily, and they were opening their doors without even thinking. And Sean Turpin, who is a co-leader at Crime Watch with me, was at work. He lived with his grandmother, and his grandmother let one in. And he said, "Grandma, I told you, never let anybody in." So then he called me, and we got together and had a meeting, and the mayor of Whiting, Mayor Stahura, made 3,000 flyers, and Robertsdale Crime Watch made 3,000 flyers, and we walked door to door in Whiting and Robertsdale and passed these flyers out, warning people, warning the elderly, warning people to watch their elderly neighbor, because a lot of people, some people don't read the Times, so they didn't know what was happening. So we went door to door with 6,000 flyers in Robertsdale and Whiting, warning these people about the scams and what to look for and what to do.
Funny side note to that, you had gone to an elderly neighbor's house, and she had the flyer taped to her front door. So in case the scam artist came to the front door of her house, he knew that she knew what a gypsy yeah. scam was. I thought that was kind of funny. So what kind of information do you give at the Crime Watch meetings that have kept people coming back for 10 years?
Well, I think it's because, of course, Officer Logan is so good. He stays after every meeting and talks to people privately. We have code enforcement at every meeting. They do show up to our meetings. And we do have between 50 and 60 people every month. But they like the fact that code enforcement is there. Some people don't want their name listed, you know, on anything if they're reporting something wrong going on. So they like to talk to them in private after the meeting. And, of course, Councilman Market is at our meetings, and he is a wealth of information. And he stays after the meetings and talks to the people. That's what keeps the people coming back, the fact that the speakers will stay after the meeting and talk to the people.
Mm-hmm. So, and of course, you generally have speakers that mm-hmm. come and speak to the group. I think it's really important that the police officers and the council people who attend the meetings, that they stick around afterwards mm-hmm. because that's how we find out and the police find out what's going on in the neighborhood and how they can do their job accordingly. So what kind of speakers do you have?
Well, one time, a really excellent speaker was the chief of police of the South Shore Railroad. Mm. He was excellent. We really enjoyed having him because so many people ride the South Shore train. And I was amazed at some of the things that go on in South Shore, at South Shore Line. Oh,
right.
My goodness.
Right.
And, of course, we have the mayors of both cities, and we have the sheriff and Chief Miller. We did have a few months back a lady from Gary. She was very good. Her son was murdered in the front yard. It was not a drug deal. It was an innocent boy that was just murdered in the front yard. And she came to talk about communities working together to stop these crimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned the sheriff. And last month, Sheriff Buncich did attend the meeting of Edison Community Watch. And he announced that the county has Crime Watch signs. They are metal Crime Watch signs that, ironically enough, have been purchased with money confiscated from criminals. I chuckled over that one. But at any rate, the sheriff is offering to put the Crime Watch signs up on any telephone pole that is in your neighborhood. So if you would like a Crime Watch sign in your neighborhood, call Bonnie, call me. You can get me through edisoncommunitywatch.com and give me an address. And I'll turn that address over to the sheriff, and they'll put up a sign. I have a feeling Hammond is going to have a lot of signs because we have 13 very active Crime Watch and community groups here in Hammond. You mentioned code enforcement before. How is it that code enforcement came to become such an integral part of your meetings?
Well, the code enforcement we had for the first first eight years, lived in Robertsdale. And now the new court enforcement in our area lives in North Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
And the first district is North Hammond and Robertsdale. So since they live in the area, they come to the Crime Watch meetings because, you know, that way they get to know the people and the people feel more comfortable reporting things. If they know a code enforcement officer on a first-name basis, they feel more comfortable reporting what they see going on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to talk to a stranger. So I think it's great that the First District has been very lucky in having code enforcement officer. They attend the Pulaski Park meetings also, which mm-hmm. has been going on for 14 years.
Okay.
Jen. Yes. AM 1230 WJOB, Hammond, Indiana. You are listening to the voices of Hammond City Council Person at Large Janet Vanez and Bonnie Henry, both part of the great Crime Watch and Community Watch programs in the city of Hammond. 845-1100, if you wish to check in with us, if you have any questions, comments, or, as I always say during the announcements on my program, these Crime Watch and Community Watch meetings in Hammond are not merely for the people in Hammond. People outside, I always welcome Lansing, South Holland, Dalton, Calumet City. If you do not have a Crime Watch or a Community Watch program in your area, attend one of ours in Hammond, and a number of people, as well as our police department, will give you information on how you can start one in your city.
Exactly. And the when Bonnie's group started 10 years ago, it was over the outrage of some of the crimes that happened in the neighborhood. And we hear so many times, somebody needs to do something, just not me. But we need you. We, the Crime Watch and Community Watch organizations, need you to call in or call one of us, send an email, so we know what's going on in the neighborhood and we can relay that information to the police department. Or you can call directly to the police department and give them your tip. We do have a caller. Art, good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
I was hoping that was the Art that I knew. How you yes, doing?
Yes, it is. I just want to say that, you know, I'm kind of the unofficial block captain on my block.
Uh-huh.
I know everything that goes on. I'm home probably 85% of the time, and I keep an eye out, and I inform my neighbors what's going on, and I keep a lookout for everything, and there's a non-emergency number at the police department that you can call if there's an issue. Somebody doesn't belong there, is walking up and down the street, or you got a scrapper coming by, which they're not supposed to do. And so everybody relies on me to do it.
So. Well, we always encourage our residents to be nosy neighbors, not meddling neighbors, but nosy neighbors. So we know what's going on in our neighborhoods. Because, I mean, let's face it, Art, the Butch does not live in your neighborhood. He drives through your neighborhood, but you know your neighborhood best. So it's only you and your neighbors who can recognize when something is going on in your neighborhood that is just not right. So thank you so much.
Well, one more thing. When yes. Butch comes by, a lot of times, colder weather is rough, but in the summer times and everything else, he comes by and we chat and he says, well, this is going on, that's going on, and I keep an eye out for it. So, I mean, the Crime Watch is great, but people have to get involved.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you ladies have a great day.
Thanks, Art. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, just as we protect our home, we need to protect our city and our neighborhoods for our family. Bonnie, you wanted to make a comment?
Yes, one more thing. Whiting-Robertsdale Crime Watch does have their own Facebook page, and as soon as we find out of a crime, we post it on that Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how a lot of people also write on our Facebook page if something's happened in their neighborhood, because we check that, and then we right away can report it.
We do have another caller, Tony from Munster. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Listen, I can't say enough about Crime Watch. We have these Crime Watch programs all around the areas, and they're one of the best ways of combating crime, because we get together and we inform each other what's happening. You know, the criminals nowadays are very sophisticated. You know, they have their own communication network, and the only way to combat it is use the same methods they do.
You're absolutely right. You know, information is power. And when you know what is going on in your neighborhood, in your city, in your town, that makes you, certainly more aware of what's going on, and that you can be aware of your surroundings and kind of take a look at things with a more critical eye and go, I don't think that's right, you know, and make the call. It's always important to make the call.
If it's going to happen in your neighborhood, you can bet it's going to happen in another neighborhood.
You're absolutely right.
And the only way to stop it is to band together to stop it.
You're absolutely right.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
You're
you know,
welcome.
So many times at our meetings, we'll have a lull. You know, not so many people show up, but we still do the same thing. We're still getting the information out there. And then something happens to somebody in the neighborhood. And they're like, well, I didn't know there was Crime Watch. Somebody told me about Crime Watch. And they come out now because it happened to them. And that's why we always encourage everyone to think about us, not just me. It's all of us here together. One of the things that I'm going to go back to code enforcement for a second, because we learn at the Crime Watch meetings about city ordinances. And when there's a new one that's been passed, we had most recently, probably a year and a half ago, the scavenger ordinance. A couple of years ago, we had the ordinance where the pawn shops and cash for gold, now when they receive items, they have to take the person's name, have a copy of their identification, take a picture of the item, and they cannot pay that person by cash. It has to be by check. And those are a couple of ordinances that were put in place here in Hammond for the safety of our residents. But we found out about those things at Crime Watch. So many times the police tell us, well, this is an ordinance. They can't do that. I hear Councilman Mark all the time talk about ordinances that he would like to see enforced, such as the basketball hoops in the middle of the street and no parking commercial trucks in the neighborhoods and things like that. So those are just some additional facts that we get at the Crime Watch meetings. If anybody has any questions, our number is 845-1100.
Janet, might I interrupt just for a second, please? I do have a comment, not really a question, but there have been a number of incidents in our neighborhood recently where people have reported, quote, break-ins, unquote, to their vehicles. And these were not break-ins. Too many people, I wouldn't say just in our neighborhood, too many people leave their car doors unlocked. Unlocked. Mm-hmm. And sometimes some of the reasoning is because, well, I don't want to get my window broken and somebody taken out of the car. Don't leave anything inviting looking in the car and lock your car door. What is happening in our neighborhood? 8, 9, and 10-year-old kids are riding through the neighborhood during the daytime, marking which cars are open, and their big brothers and cousins are coming at night and making the hits. Now, this is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So lock your car doors. And again, don't leave anything inviting inside. I don't care if it's a cute little stuffed animal, whatever it is. They'll get it. If you give them an opportunity, they'll take a crime of opportunity, right?
Absolutely. And this time of the year, too, everybody is out there shopping. And, you know, you don't want to bring the gifts in the house because you don't want the kids to see them. And maybe you don't have room to store them. Oh, I'll just leave them in the trunk of my car. Oh, yeah. These criminals know that, too. They know that too, and they will break into your trunk and take all of the Christmas gifts. Well, we're just about out of time, and I wanted to pass along some safety tips for the upcoming holiday season. We encourage everyone to take precautions when leaving your home and going shopping. Please leave your lights on in your house when you're not home. Turn on the TV or radio loud and tune it into male-oriented programming, ESPN, something like that. It will give someone the impression that a man is home.
WJOB, Sundays, NFL football.
There we go.
Had
there
to stick to that, Janet, sorry.
Absolutely, yep. Dress down when you shop. Don't wear your best clothes or jewelry. That is all attractive to a thief. Try not to carry cash and all your credit cards. Travel light. Be aware of your surroundings when you're returning home or walking to your car with an armful of gifts. If your gut tells you that something is not right, return to the store and ask security to escort you to your car and call home and ask your family to meet you at the door. When you get that new TV or computer as a gift, don't set the big box out in the alley. A thief will see that box as an invitation. Break down the box and put it in your recycling bin. Above all, please call 911 if you see any suspicious activity. Bonnie, I want to thank you for being our guest this morning. Edison Community Watch will meet Wednesday, December 4th, 6:30 p.m. at Edison School in Hammond. We look forward to seeing you there. We wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving. And remember that community is not just about me. It's about us. Thank you.
I want to be like the pretty people on my TV.
Now you can.
All I need are gleaming white teeth.
We can help you.
Can you find the right dentist for me?
Dr. Andy Coulteritis, he does cosmetic.